Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're talking paint all this month, and this day in particular, we'd start the conversation with painting the right paint color for the project you're trying to tackle. We had Sherwin Williams in the office today and sat down with them and the Arizona Paint Company and just kind of talked about it.
I liked my biggest takeaway from that. Well, I wouldn't say my biggest, but one neat thing is samples you used to go buy, you know, a quart, come home, mix up your paint, paint it on your walls. Well, you can get samples that are you don't paint on. It's, you know, a piece of paper. I mean, it's a nice piece of paper. And you just stick it on the wall, and then
peel,
you can move it around.
Because
as light changes, as the sun passes, shadows, you know, that color looks different all throughout the day.
Take that peel and stick.
Move it all around.
Move it all around during all different times of day and night.
Yeah, I really like that. And it's one of those things you're like, well, duh, why didn't we think of that 20 years ago?
And there was one further point about that, too. That's a really great way to narrow it down. And then once you think you have that color that you really like, you would buy the quart and paint it directly on the wall again and watch, because then the texture of the wall actually can make a difference, too. And it's a little bit different what's on the sticker than the paint itself. So you get to, it just helps you. It's one more step in narrowing down 10 cans of paint on the wall.
That's right. At the Sherwin-Williams website, you can actually order 10 free color chips that you can kind of take a look at in person and just kind of say, okay, well, here's the two or three peel and stick sheets I'd like to order to put them up on the wall. Those are $3.95 a piece. It'd be the best $3.95 you ever spent. But I'll tell you, before you order those colors, one thing you might want to do is they've got an app that you download for free, the Color Snap Visualizer. And it takes a couple steps, but you can actually activate the camera in your iPhone, also works for an Android. Take a picture of the wall you want to paint, and then you can actually get the image. Do I want that bold red? Do I want that slightly pale rose? Do I want that mint green? Do I want it Kelly green? Do I want it black? Do I want it white? And you can just play with it for hours as it relates to the color of your furniture, your floor covering, the light that you're getting from the outside. And that visualizer free app might be a great way for you to order the chips to order, and then you'll know which peel and stick sheets to order, and that's going to be a great way to narrow down and reduce the number of errors you may make in picking the wrong color.
They also have on the website a place that you could choose, like Pottery Barn furniture, and then put the color around that. So it's kind of like real.
You know, it's really cheesy, but I got to say it. Yeah, there's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
Let's see if we can take Joe real quick before we have to break for bottom of the hour news. Joe has a question. We're here to take your question at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks. My neighbor, he built a planter on the opposite block wall, you know, on my next-door neighbor in the back part of the house, the property, and it's leaking under my block wall, you know, making puddles when he waters. How can we remedy that?
Not easily. It's going to have to be solved on his side of the wall to do it practically. It will require removing all of the soil he's put in the planter, washing and pressure washing the masonry wall on his side. It's not easy. You are on what's called the negative pressure side. The water's seeping through to you. There's nothing you can put on that wall that will give you a permanent solution that will not lose its adhesion eventually, because the moisture is going to break it loose and push it off the face of the surface. It's an unfortunate situation. If your neighbor's not willing to cooperate or participate, all you're going to be able to do is treat it with vinegar to keep it from efflorescing too bad, and continually be repainting it with exterior acrylic paint. I'm sorry to say, if your neighbor's not willing to help you out solve this, and it's a pretty big process to waterproof that planter all on his side, which is the positive pressure side of the wall, is going to be the only good permanent solution. Romy, did you have time to play around with that Visualizer paint app?
A little bit, because that is the next project after we're done replacing our windows.
Yes.
Go behind and paint with the house. So we took a couple pictures and of different elevations and sides of the house and, you know, drop in different colors. It's quite handy.
It's a start. It's a really easy start.
Yeah, just
Sherwin-Williams Color Snap Visualizer. Great place to start.